What?
Well, it's recording now, so.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just gonna put this here.
What's Tyler been doing?
I don't know.
Fucking know with Tyler.
Like, Tyler's still in everything.
Well, yeah.
But, like, he...
He's just always, like...
He always usually didn't respond, so, like,
he usually doesn't.
Tyler effectively lives in a cave.
Yeah, Tyler's Tyler.
He's
like Frank in a way, you know?
Frank yeah. Tyler at this point
Frank
is like,
will almost is like, always respond.
He's like Tom Hanks in Castaway. And he's just, like, just this hermit living in a cave on this island, and every once in a while we drop by in a helicopter... And take him away for a few hours, but then we just toss him right back in that cave.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, can I just stay with you guys? Or like, I don't know, are we in a cave right now? Cave? Look around, are we in a cave? No?
Then no.
Then the answer is no. Isn't that the plot of Castaway?
I don't know.
I didn't see it.
Who knows at this point?
He's stuck on an island.
Oh, Kirby.
His friends pick him up for a few minutes.
Kirby, is that the plot of Castaway?
They roll up in a car like so.
Oh,
I think
okay.
He said yeah. I think Kirby said it was.
If anyone's listening to this, there's no
Sorry.
Structure to this.
Yeah.
There's no structure at all. I'm
freeform.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Zach.
Wait, what? Are you acting like this is a real
thing?
And
that's Nick.
Oh, I'm Nick.
And this is Kerbo.
No, Wait. this is if we ever do this, I will just record a random amount of time where we talk and then you just post it.
Okay.
If no one listens to it, I don't care. I just want it to
it's
be
better if they don't listen.
I want it to be on the internet in case we ever do anything with this and
in
it becomes
case we ever
big.
Die mysteriously and then people will know.
If.
When, dude.
And
dude,
how.
That shit's gonna happen, dude.
Why don't people say and how anymore? There used to be a thing where you'd go like, wow, that guy made it big. And how?
Because
what?
It sounds fucking
what the
gay.
Fuck are you talking about?
That's true.
And how?
Do you not know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what the
fuck. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Term, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, and how?
It's so old.
Oh, okay. I know
and
what
how?
About.
And how?
Yeah, because it's fucking stupid. That's
yeah,
why
it doesn't make sense.
I think the last time anyone
Kirby!
Said it.
Cut him off.
Kirby's gonna. Oh, he's gonna take a shit on the phone.
Dude, he's gonna fuck the phone. Oh, Kirby.
He's
Kirby.
Literally. I think he's put. Kirby, there's no ox port anymore. You can't stick your dick. You need a dongle.
Dude, he's gonna fucking try, though.
He needs a dongle.
No, he's got flat dick, dog.
He's got an HDMI? I got HDMI connector.
Kirby, do you have an HDMI dick?
Kirby, is your dick lightning compatible?
Is it lightning, dude?
Is your dick lightning?
Is it lightning?
Is Thor's dick lightning?
Dude, is he Lightning Queen?
This is a shadow ep. It's a shadow episode of the MCU
Whenever we
podcast.
Just don't have content or something, we'll just throw this out there and be like,
yeah, dude.
Here you go.
Sorry, guys, we didn't record podcasts in the past 2 weeks, so here's this shit.
Here's
yeah.
this, whatever.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Oh, yeah.
We've been
apologies.
Recording for 3.5 minutes, and it already feels like it's been an hour.
I know.
Dude, not that's just that how much Brandon too. Fucking hates talking to us.
Yeah, fuck just you. This is how so I. Slow. This is how I come out that I hate you guys. This is how it comes out.
I
this
just
whole
wish
time.
I was dead, dude.
I just want to fucking die.
I just want to die, dude.
Who can no relate?
Wee.
Who can relate?
Hey Zach. Woo! Can you no. hand me my bag?
Don't do it. Don't be,
literally
don't
just
do
grab it.
It
and drag it. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Not on the phone, dog.
Just fucking drop that
shit. I want to hear what that sounds like.
It sounds like ass, I think. It
sounds like my butthole.
Literally?
Like, if you could turn ass into sound, I think that's what it would be.
I think that's what a fart is. Is it not?
Nick, that might have been the most intellectual fart joke.
It wasn't a joke. That was a
serious this side of the
statement.
Mississippi. And how?
And how? Like
that's
the land of Mississippi that doesn't have, like, incest?
The Mississippi River. Not just Mississippi.
No, this side of the Mississippi. Because, you know, we live in Mississippi.
And how?
Yeah. We don't live in Iowa. We live in a cool state. Like,
are you calling Mississippi a cool state?
No, we live in, like...
Dude, we live in California, dude.
We live in Washington.
Washington.
We live in Seattle, dog.
You can't get... I don't think you can get more boring than Washington.
Washington actually has some pretty interesting stuff.
I think it's pretty boring.
Dude, you just offended the entire our state.
Fuck you.
You offended our whole state of Washington, where we live.
Okay.
I think Montana is probably the most boring state.
All right.
That's true.
We live in Montana.
Talk about Montana. A while ago, what's the state that you said that you never hear anybody
Wyoming.
From?
Wyoming. That's the meme right now, is that
Wyoming.
It's like, have you ever met anyone from Wyoming? Neither have I.
Kirby.
Damn it, Kirby.
I actually have met some people from Wyoming. I've never met anyone from Montana. Wyoming does, like, it's like the lowest population for a state. So it makes sense why you wouldn't meet as many people from there, because there's only like 300,000 people in that entire fucking state. Mm-hmm. But like, I've never legitimately met someone from Montana. I brought it up to another friend, and he said like he knew someone from Montana, but I've never met someone from Montana.
Nick, I think all of our viewers just killed themselves. I think that was the final straw.
You know, I just don't think the state of Montana exists.
I don't think so either.
Wild accusation, it doesn't exist.
You ever get off the plane in like a different state and you look around and you're like, this looks like the same shit I was in.
Yeah, it's like you never fucking left.
Did I leave?
I think about that all the time.
It's like
plane
just
serious
went up and it just like sat there.
Dude, maybe it's
like
a Truman Show.
No, I was about to say that.
Go,
I have like serious Truman Show issues.
They changed something, so like let's just put up some.
Like, I think that's why. Yeah, why is he like, dancing around the phone?
Dude, Kirby,
Kirby's
has
a fuck.
ADHD.
Isn't that right? Kirby, come here.
Kirby's running.
Kirby,
around.
Come here.
Kirby has some meaty thighs.
Kirby, sit. Kirby,
Kirby's
sit.
Got some girth.
Kirby, fucking Kirby, what the
damn
fuck?
Damn it, Kirby, dude.
Won't even fucking
come
sit.
Come here, dude.
Kirby is Nick's dog, by the way. Kirby's not a person.
No,
he
should
dude,
never
make him,
have said
he's
it.
Not
him,
a mute.
Make him shake. Dude, make him shake.
Kirby's
a friend named Kirby.
Kirby's just a gimp.
A mute.
Kirby's just our gimp.
Our gimp. Kirby, stop doing that, dude.
Watch. Watch. Kirby.
And for those of you that don't know, Brandon likes to talk about how Kirby is actually like a almost human in the sense that he looks very human-esque.
Yeah, you know, he's got a very human face.
And he will definitely, when you say stupid shit, he will definitely look at you and judge you for the stupid shit you say.
Are
isn't that right,
Kirby? Have like a midget just covered in fur?
You know, he might be that.
One time I did walk into the room and Kirby was doing my taxes.
It's crazy.
True story. It's insane. I was like, Kirby, is that my W-4? And he was like, maybe. But he said it in dog.
I could just tell.
It was like Han Solo. I learned how to speak dog. It was funny. I haven't seen that movie.
Neither have I.
As of this recording,
I've not seen
this movie.
Neither I liked it.
Is this turning into a movie review?
We're no longer. Yeah, welcome to
this is the solo movie podcast that only Nick can talk about.
No, we should do a review show where we review movies we haven't seen yet.
Yeah,
so great.
Yeah, it's essentially like a predictions podcast.
But
we
just
don't say that we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, but
you just have to start talking about really obscure scenes that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was pretty fucking weird.
Right, right. Well, and you got it's basically a
that
stretch
moment
out.
When Solo just raped that girl, I was like, what?
It's you stretching that joke of like, you know, to somebody who hasn't seen the movie yet, you're like, I thought it was weird when Thanos fucked Peter Quill. Thought that was weird.
You
but stretching
Thanos
that out to like an hour. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Dude,
we're gonna bleep that out now.
Dude, yeah. We're just gonna, like,
you're
like
Thonko,
redact
dude?
It and it just says Thonko.
It's like very blatant editing.
Yeah.
No, we need Thonko. To plant seeds for the real fans. The real fans that listen to this shitty show and they're like, nah, dude, Thonko is a meme. And everyone's like, no, it's not.
No, dude, they're just dumb.
And then we have like a fan, like, civil war.
Ooh, we start World War III, dude.
Oh, dude.
What if we're the cause of World War III?
I love how big for our britches we are, even though we have, like, 37 subscribers.
You guys have subscribers?
Yeah, dude.
Wait.
What subscribers?
I think I'm one of them. Shit.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
Yeah!
Subtract 3
to make that hustle, dude. Yeah, dude.
Dude, I'll just make multiple accounts.
Dude, I'll just fucking I'll get Russia.
We'll just buy bots, dude. Easy.
I'll
just fucking make bots.
Dude, I'll get Jared Kushner is gonna be my new the face of this channel.
Dude, do you think
let's call
Jimmy Fallon on this podcast?
Actually, we have him booked for the next one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because, well, we have him booked for the Jurassic World episode. Because he played such a prominent role in that movie.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
What?
Did you not know he was in that movie?
Was he actually in?
He was in Jurassic World? He was in the hamster ball.
What?
What? Oh, yeah.
He was in the, like, the little instructional video. Because
it was a screen, yeah.
He's oh, like, hey, yeah.
I'm Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah, he was in the that movie. That's right.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Dude, fun fact, I have the same name as the actor that plays the older brother in that movie.
Oh, my God.
His name's actually Nick Robinson.
I have the same name as me.
I have the same name as that kid. Zach.
That the character. Kid.
The same character.
Yeah.
I'm the character, you're the actual person.
Oh, is he... And me and Zach are actually just like the same generic white dude. So,
combine us
together, we are actor Nick Robinson.
For those of you that haven't seen either of these guys, they're just clones of each other.
True. Like, dude, literally, their hair even goes.
It's like you're from the same family, but just.
Yeah, it's just like one dude's attributes were split into three people.
Our hair even flows in the same direction. It's kind of disgusting.
Oh my God, I never even realized that.
Nick's the smart one, I'm the funny one.
And Max is the hunky one.
No, he's the music
one. And I'm the nerdy one.
Fuck you, I'm the nerdy one.
And I'm the bad boy. I'm the bad boy. I killed a kid.
Guys, are we making a black man the crime?
We need to do this podcast, right? And we need to spend every episode trying to figure out what the podcast is going to be about.
Yeah.
And then just never settle in anything.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening right now, right?
Yeah, it's like we're making a boy band.
Making a boy band.
All right. Who's the bad boy?
Who would be the bad
Tyler?
Boy?
Tyler has to be the bad boy.
In my phone, Tyler's literally just edgy.
This is great airtime because they have no idea who the fuck we're talking about.
No, Tyler was in the first podcast.
If they watch the podcast.
Yeah, I know, but like they don't know, you know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, they don't know what he looks like.
Or how he acts.
Tyler has long hair, kind of acts like iDubbbz a little bit.
He is iDubbbz. We're actually friends with iDubbbz.
He's really edgy.
Hey.
He's an edgelord.
Close to the single edgelord that we have.
He's the bad boy.
Yeah, he's definitely the bad boy.
He's the sensitive one. I think Andrew's the sensitive one.
Andrew's definitely the sensitive one. On the Iron Man podcast, if you haven't listened to it, don't. Or do, I don't care.
It's actually our better one.
It is our better one. It's way better than the first one. Andrew's definitely the sensitive one.
Yeah.
He's like so timid. I'm like, dude, just talk. It's fine. Just
dude,
talk.
Dude, okay, to be fair, Max was definitely more timid in the first one than Andrew was in
He spoke like three times.
Yeah.
I don't think Max even remembers if he spoke.
Yeah, I think he does. Would be like, I don't think I did.
If we were Big Time Rush, and let's face it, we almost are.
Are you the Philip?
We're Big Time Rush with fucking 10 people.
With 10 people. Which one of us is closest to James?
James is like the main dude. Kendall's the main one. James is like
the hunky tall one that's not as
I don't know any of them.
He's the one that's like really wanted to be in the boy band. He's the one that really wanted to be the boy band dude, but he was actually like arguably like the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But like he has like the long brown hair. No, I know who you're talking about.
He's but they're all the cute one, but he's the cute.
Is he the one who kind of looked like the guy from Smosh?
No, you're thinking of Kendall.
Am I?
Mm-hmm. Kendall and Logan. Yeah. They look like Smosh guys.
Yeah, Kendall is the one who had like kind of blonde-ish hair. Dirty blonde hair and a bigger nose.
Smosh's name? Not Ian.
Anthony?
Mike?
Is his name Anthony?
Anthony
Dillon,
is the other Megan guy.
Tommy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't Tommy.
Yeah, it's but yeah, Anthony. No,
Greg.
Yeah, James kind of looks like Anthony.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So who is James? James is kind of a.
I thought you were talking about Ian, and I was like,
No.
Kendall looks more like Ian.
Anthony, because he has like the.
Yeah.
Who would be the James?
Younger Anthony.
I can't think of anyone. But Nate. Yeah,
Nate's
never mind.
Nate's definitely James.
Yeah,
he's tall. He's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
But it's like. He's just the tall guy. Okay. Not that he's not talented. I mean, all of the Big Time Rush guys are talented. But out of the talented guys, Nate's tall.
Nate Fox, though.
Nate Fox.
James fucking drowns.
Dude, get James some floaties, dog.
Dude, he's fucking drowning.
Get him a snorkel, dude.
Come on.
Snorkel. Get him some goggles.
Dude, come on.
Goggles.
You can't see under there,
get him some Speedo goggles, my dog. Okay, who's the Kendall?
Dude, I'm gonna look up Big Time Rush. I don't know any
I feel like... Dude, I don't fucking know. Kendall is, like, more resourceful, I feel like. He, like... stays focused, which is literally none of us.
I'd say it's you, if it's man. Anyone, it's you or Andrew.
It'd be me or Andrew, yeah. Yeah.
We already set on Andrew, though.
Well, no, this is, we're
talking about Big Time Rush.
Well, to be fair, there's four people in Big Time Rush, and there's 10 of us, so we can kind of categorize people and multiple people into one character.
Well, it's the four humors.
Yeah,
it's the same thing as the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
it's four distinct, like. Personalities types.
You know, I feel like Andrew is closer to Logan.
Where are we on the Big Time Rush spectrum? Is he almost Logan? He is definitely Logan.
Yeah, no, Andrew is Logan. He's like very like he likes to have fun, but he's definitely like the worry type, a little bit.
Right.
Adam is definitely Carlos because everyone beats up on him, and he's a little retarded.
And he needs a helmet.
Yeah, he needs a helmet.
He needs a helmet.
The only difference is Carlos wants the helmet.
Yeah, Adam tries to avoid the helmet, but he definitely needs it.
Yeah. Hardcore.
Adam needs an emotional helmet. He needs a mental and emotional helmet.
We love you, Adam.
Fuck you, Adam. That's what this show's gonna be about.
Fuck you, Adam.
We're just gonna bitch about Adam on the internet forever.
We're gonna talk about our friends that nobody knows about.
Oh, hey. Jacob. I mentioned Jacob Spooner on the podcast. I think.
Really?
I think it was Iron Man. I think I mentioned Jacob, or somebody like that. Where it's like. You have no idea who the fuck that is.
No, I think you just said it was like your friend, and you just like mentioned.
No, I said the name, and then I like backpedaled.
Yeah, you said you have no idea who the fuck that is.
Yeah, I was like, I did say Jacob Spooner.
Yeah, you did.
Oh yeah, shout out to Jacob.
I don't remember what
you said, but shout out to Jacob.
Dude, who's the female in our group, dude?
What?
What?
Me.
I just see this picture. It's a female.
Wait, is that Victoria? That's Victoria Justice. Hell, dude, I'm not hot enough to be Victoria Justice, dude.
He's a female dog.
Why the fuck was she? She wasn't in that show, was she?
No, I don't think so.
What the fuck?
That's the only picture with her in it. Maybe it was a crossover episode.
Yeah, guys know that Victoria Justice was on Zoey 101?
Yeah.
She was the edgy actor.
Yeah. And the one chick from Big Time Rush was on Zoey 101. The black hair, she dated Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on Zoey 101.
Zoey 101 was such a lit show.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Like, dude, I fuck with Chase Matthews.
Yeah,
Like, I am Chase Matthews, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can see it.
Matthews. And Brandon's my Zoey. Because I'm in love with him, and he's too oblivious to notice it.
But we do fuck.
But we do fuck a lot. Hi, Colin.
Sorry, we were just talking about how we fuck.
How we fuck.
Oh, nice.
Lovingly.
Lovingly,
of course. Tenderly, even.
Tenderly.
Yeah. You use protection.
Sometimes.
From what? From my love?
No, we wear the helmets.
Oh, we wear the penis helmet?
Penis helmets.
I do wear a penis helmet at all times.
Just in case.
You guys want to see it?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean like a helmet? Oh, you mean like a helmet for your penis?
Let's take a look.
I thought you were talking about like a helmet.
I got it out right now. Take a look.
That was with your mouth, dude. Actually, take it out.
See, I thought it was a helmet for your head that just has a dick on it.
No, dude, that was also with your mouth, dude. You actually got to take it out.
Sorry, I had to blow it up real quick. What do you think?
What the fuck is happening?
What do you think?
I think it looks plastic.
It looks plastic? Yeah. My dick looks plastic?
Yeah. I think your dick
is
plastic.
It is plastic. That's, yeah. I'm not, it's made of Legos.
That's the joke, dude.
It's a Lego dick.
It's a Lego dick.
You know that song Lego House?
No.
By Ed Sheeran?
What?
No.
How do you not know that song?
I don't know. I'm not aware.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces, build a Lego house. Things go wrong, we can knock it down. You don't know that song? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, dude.
Well, it's like that, but my dick.
All right.
fine, dude.
Well, that's our podcast. No, no, I'm not gonna end it yet. More torture for the audience.
More torture. Fucking lit. Litty titty.
For the three people that are listening to
this. How long does it go? For an hour?
Sure.
Looks like it I think it goes. Well, it had a bar like that. Line, it had a bar like that, and then it went all the way up to 3 minutes, and then it like restarted. So it might do that again, but I'm sure the next mile marker is the hour.
I don't think we should ever like bust out the GarageBand and the mic for this podcast. I feel like just recording it on a phone is fine.
Yeah.
Because well, yeah, on this app, it'll post straight to all that shit. So
And we also don't give a fuck about what it sounds like.
No.
Like, at all.
Yeah, no.
It's honestly better if people don't hear the shit we say most of the time.
That's very true. You could frame us for murder.
I will say, as long as it's not like soup can and string, I think I'll be fine. What?
Zach, put your fucking soup can away.
And how?
And how?
Is that what we're going to call it? And how?
Yeah.
What are we going to call this?
Is that the discussion topic for the podcast?
Yeah, that's the new topic right now.
What are we going to call this?
We're just going to say, what is this?
We Three Kings.
We Three Kings.
We Three Kings. It has to be something dumb.
Don't Stan listen to brand. This, please.
Salt, pepper, and cayenne?
What?
What the fuck?
Which one's salt, which one's pepper, which one's cayenne?
Obviously, I'm pepper. I'm cayenne, dude. I'm spicy.
You're spicy.
It's a spicy.
This is spicy meatball.
Can I be like thyme or something like that?
Oh, thyme.
Stone.
I think they like thyme. Like T-I-M-E.
The clock pebble.
Thyme.
Or T-H-Y-M-E.
No, I know what you're talking about. Is it pronounced thyme?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was thyme.
Thyme? Thyme. Well, you do look like the piece of shit that would think it's thyme. That's the title of the show. You do look like the piece of shit who thinks it's pronounced thyme.
No.
But you spell it. But you spell it. Short.
That could be the title.
You spell
of
it
this
normally.
Episode.
So it's like there's no distinction as to how you're pronouncing it.
Too short. Is that what you said? Too short.
Too short.
Not enough clickbait.
Too short. Not enough clickbait.
Let's just call this. We don't even know.
Let's call it too short, not enough clickbait.
I like that. There has to be something involving clickbait in the title.
Yeah, too short. Oh man, I can't wait for them to see confirmed.
Confirmed?
Confirmed?
Oh, this is where we can actually talk about like behind the scenes stuff we really want.
Is that like a sketch you guys are working on?
Yeah, dude. Were you not here for that?
No.
Is it a sketch or is it going to be a part of a sketch?
No, it'll be a sketch, I think. Oh, okay. I think that'll be its own like series. It's
series, yeah.
It's basically
I think I do remember.
A parody of like
we could just bring an Andrew.
It's like a parody of like YouTube news, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a parody of like you ever seen like new rock stars? They do like an hour-long breakdown show of like we saw the new Ant-Man trailer. Let's break it down. What Easter eggs are in it?
Let's break it down.
And they have, like, one token ethnic guy.
You.
Obviously me. And then you have a chubby white guy. Obviously Nick.
Nick, the chubby
No, but they have, like, a basic-looking white dude. A token.
All of us, yeah.
Literally
everyone
but
me.
Yeah.
Token ethnic guy and one hot chick that doesn't know anything about what they're talking about.
Who's gonna be? Can I be the hot chick?
Yeah, dude.
I'll be like, I don't know what's happening. Right?
No. You pretend that you know.
Yeah.
And
like,
you did look at a comic book once.
What? You looked at the cover.
And it was an accident.
It was an accident. Somebody accidentally dropped it directly in front of you, and you looked.
You were bending down to pick. Yeah, it is Adam, but you're just bending down to pick up a dollar bill.
Not as charismatic.
You're bending down to pick up a dollar bill, and there was a comic book in the water right next to it.
You know, I did read a comic once. I mean, like it was on the ground, but I mean, I read it.
And I think it had Iron Man on it.
I saw red and yellow. Don't know if it was on the suit
or is that an ad for a toaster.
The toaster cosplay.
Whatever. The toaster cosplay. Yeah. That was an Easter egg for those of you that...
Give a shit.
For the fans.
What?
I do it for the fans.
Do it for the meme dog.
Who records...
Who records?
A 3-minute podcast.
Us.
Yeah, what the fuck do you say in 3 minutes? Hey guys, this is our podcast. Here's just, everyone in the podcast, and there's guys, the podcast.
What's up, guys? BT here, coming at you again with a brand new podcast.
It's done before the intro's even fucking over.
Was this a misupload? Did you mean to do that? It's like, no, I was on purpose. No,
it looks edited.
It looks highly edited.
Dude, that is my favorite thing about watching bad things, is like trying to figure out the various steps that they took to be to this wrong.
That, yeah.
Especially movies.
Like Birdemic.
Movies that are fully made. It's
fucking
like
Birdemic. They're just fucking like, you gotta think how fucking stupid the actors look in that scene where they just have like fucking coat hangers. They CGI in the birds that are literally just like static images. Just like, they're like, the arms are just flying. They're just like, fuck. And they're just
like, one of the coat hangers. Ended up being on SourceFed for a bit.
Until
it got canceled.
Yeah.
But. And she was pretty funny. She was on the nerd portion, I think.
I wanted to talk about this on something, either a video or, I guess, on this now. After the MCU thing is done, I think I briefly talked about it on the our first video.
Probably.
But we want to do, like, one movie that, like, came out, or one or two movies, maybe, that came out recently, and also one episode a month,
Of a shitty one. Yeah.
Of Netflix poop.
I think we talked about this a little
I think
bit.
I said Netflix poop.
Yeah, I remember that.
Where it's... But we will... we'll take turns picking the movie that we watch.
Mm-hmm. It'll probably be different people.
Yeah, or it's... We put them all in a hat. We have to draw them or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, make a game out of it. I think that'll be fun. That one, it'll be nice because we won't have to think about it too much.
Or even better, we find like shitty movies that literally none of us have seen, or it's like something like, or just do shit that none of us have seen. We make like fucking bingo boards to shitty shit we can find.
Oh yeah,
because you know, like, there's always like the same generic shitty stuff.
Yeah,
like really bad movies, like bad CGI,
yeah,
just awful
bad
acting.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Stuff like that, but like make it a game of bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Kind of like a drinking game, but just bingo.
Yeah, or like,
or
I thought,
we could get really shit faced too.
Yeah, I thought we could do like really elaborate stupid stuff. Like, the person that gets to pick one of three movies that we've selected is, we play an entire game of life or something like that, or Monopoly, and whoever wins gets to pick the movie. We take like a whole day.
Oh my god.
Just really elaborate dumb stuff that's not even worth it.
Yeah. Wait, have you guys ever played the Redneck Game of Life?
No.
I think you told me about it.
Okay, I thought there's someone I know that has played it. It's funny as fuck, so, right? So it's like the game of life, you know, mm-hmm. you get kids and shit. Mm-hmm. But like, so.
Oh yeah, I think you told us about this.
Essentially, the way it works, you have like a really thin stack of every set of dollar bills, and then you just have this huge stack of like $100 debt cards.
Oh yeah.
So the whole point of the game is you're going way the fuck in debt. Oh. And you win the game by whoever has the most teeth left at the end of the game.
How do you lose teeth?
You lose teeth from random shit. It's like, oh, you got in a fucking rodeo accident, lose a tooth.
Oh,
like
God.
Stupid shit like that. And yeah. Then it's like, for every like $100 in debt you have, you lose another tooth at the end of the game.
Oh,
type of
no.
shit. Mm. And you end up getting a list, like a 20-line list for all your kids, because you can actually end up getting that many kids.
Oh my god.
And like, every time you get a stepchild, because you can get stepkids in this game, because you know, you go through life and there's like different stages
multiple
of life.
Wives.
Well, one of the stages of life is getting divorced and then getting remarried. And when you get remarried, you have to roll for how many stepkids you get. But every stepchild you get is a redheaded kid named Daryl. Every
awesome.
Single one.
That's funny.
So whenever you get stepchildren, no matter what, is a redheaded child named Daryl.
Okay.
It's just really stupid and funny.
Oh, dear.
And we love all of our redneck viewers.
Except for you, Xavier.
Well, redhead.
Go fuck yourself, Xavier.
Dude, when's Xavier gonna fuck me?
I'll... And that's our show.
Good night.
I'll send his spirit in the astral plane. when I get there. I have the soul stone. I'll go. The spirit pebble, and I'll knock his. I'll knock his spirit into the astral plane.
Do you have the room pebble?
No, I'm getting it though. I ordered it on Amazon.
How much is it, dude?
It was like $9, dude. €9.
€9, dude. That's fucked,
dude.
That's fucked.
Use American bucks, dude.
And that's our show. Please leave a like.
Sorry.
Subscribe.
I apologize.
Sorry.
Bye.
Fuck you. Bye.